Hello there, ladies and gentlemen. We're here for tonight's matchup between the Mary Immaculate Hawks and the Brashear Lady Tigers. We are about to get started here in about a minute. Coaches for the Lady Hawks are Cindy Cole and John Wishman. And the Brashear squad is led by Coach Heath Snyder. Starting for the Tigers will be 25, Macy Rogers. 22, Kristen Love. Number 20, Miranda Creason. 15, Shandy March. And 32, Shelby Salter.
For Mary Immaculate, it looks like number 34, Anna Clem. Number 32, Laura Haxton. Number 40, Natalie Moore. 30, Anna Westerken. And 24, Michela Petanicio.
And Brashear gets the ball on the tip-off, and they take it. Shelby Salter passes it around, gets the ball back. Gives it to Macy Rogers. She picks up the shot and is fouled. She will go to the line for two. And she misses the first shot. And they have to blow the whistle on the second shot. Air ball. We have Mary Magdalene ball.
32 dribbles up the court and pass it off to number 40. 32 back at the top of the key. Number 24 on the left side down to 30 at the post, and she shoots it up. Macy Rogers gets the rebound.
She brings the ball down the right side, all the way down to the baseline, jumps up, kicks it out to the elbow to Kristen Love for two, and it is good.
Yeah. So 32 will dribble the ball down the court again. Pass it off to 24 on the right side. And takes a three from the top of the arc and makes it. So Mary Immaculate leads 3-2.
Macy Rogers into Shelby, cross half court, over to the left side, across the screen, into Macy Rogers at the post. She takes it up. Shot is good for two.
32 takes the ball back down the court for Mary Immaculate. Passes it to 24 on the left side. To 34 at the high post, and she takes a shot. Macy Rogers gets the rebound.
Macy is drilling it down the right side of the court. Across half court. She's going for the hole. Kicks out to Kristen Love for two from the block. Looks like 34 will bring it out for Mary Immaculate.
She passed it off to the right side to 40, back to 32. And they give it to 30 out on the right wing. And they give it in to 34, and she travels.
We have a Mary Immaculate substitution. It will be number 12, Kaylee Holt. Kristen Love into Shelby Salter. Shelby bringing her across half court with the right hand. Comes back over to the left. And she's called with the travel. Mary Mack ball.
Number 34 takes it out and gives 12 the ball to dribble up the floor. She passed it off to 32 on the right wing. And she shoots for two, almost at the arc, and it's good.
Kristen Love will get the rebound and put the ball back into Shelby Salter. Cross with the left hand. Kicks it over to the right wing to Macy Rogers. Pump fake. Up for two. Gets the foul. And the shot is no good. She'll go to the line for two. The foul is on Mary Immaculate. Michela Petanicio, I believe. first free throw is no good. It falls short. And she rattles the second one home.
32 will again bring the ball up for Mary Immaculate. Pass it over to 12 on the left side. She fakes, back to 32. Over to 24 on the right wing. And there's a tangle, but 30 pulls out the ball. Gives it 34, and she misses the shot from the block.
Kristen Love gets the rebound, gets it to outlet Shelby Salter. Shelby waiting, brings it across half court, crosses over to the left, takes it in. Kristen Love with the pump fake, gets stopped. Tipped by Mary Mack. Kristen Love gets it back, takes it, passes it to Macy. Macy is fouled. No. There is a travel called on Macy Rogers.
Well, pass it over to 24, into 34 on the elbow, and it's no good. Kristen Love gets the rebound.
Kicks it out to outlet Shelby Salter. Shelby walking it across half court. Defense picks up. She will take it to the right side. Stops at the baseline. Is in trouble. And it will be off Kristen Love on the pass. Mary Magdalene ball.
A substitution for Mary Mack, number 20, Allie Freeland, who throws the ball in to number 12, who brings it up the court. Oh, and a travel is called on number 12. It's going Bashir away.
Kristen Love takes it out on the sideline for Bashir into Shelby Salter. Looks right, goes left. Spin move at half court. Kicks it over to Macy on the left side. She drives. Puts up the layup. It is no good from the left side. Miranda comes down with the rebound. Jump ball called. It will be blue ball on the jump.
Number 12 brings it up the court. She passed it over 24 on the right side. Now a long pass over the 32. And she shoots a three, and it is no good. The rebound is pulled down by Shandy March.
She kicks it down to Macy Rogers, who brings it across half court, taking it to the right side. Goes up all the way, coast to coast, for the lay-in. We have a Mary Magdalene timeout. I believe it is a 30-second coach's timeout. That'll be their first charge team timeout. Score is Bashir 9, Mary Magdalene 5, with 1:40 remaining in the first quarter. And back we are from the 30-second timeout taken by Mary Magdalene, Coach Cole.
30 inbounds the ball to number 32, and she dribbles it up the court. Pass it over to 24 on the right wing. And it's stolen by Macy Rogers, who takes it all the way and misses the layup on the left side.
Number 12 gets it. She's going back the other way. Oh, with the stop. And she is fouled on a shot, and the shot is good.
Looks like the foul will be on
Macy Rogers. Picks up her first foul as number 12 shoots the free throw. Substitution for Mary Immaculate, a number 14.
This free throw can bring the game within one. She misses the free throw. Macy Rogers pulls the rebound down. Takes it across half court on the right side. Drives to the hole. It stops, puts a shot. Miranda Creason gets the rebound, passes out to Kristen Love, who puts up a two, and it is good.
Number 12 brings it up the court for the Hawks. Pass it over to number 32 on the right wing. She dribbles down to the baseline, back out to number 12. And back to number 32 on the baseline. She shoots it up and is fouled on the shot.
We have a blocking foul on 1-5, Shandy March.
The first free throw by number 32, Laura Haxton, is good. And the second one is no good as Macy Rogers pulls down the rebound.
Takes it across half court. Screened by Shelby Salter. She picks it up behind the three-point arc. She's trapped. Kicks it over to the right side to Kristen Love. He dribbles in one time with left hand. Puts up a shot. It's no good. Gets her on rebound at the left elbow. Kicks it down to Shandy March. Out to Shelby Salter. Back into... Oh, and it is deflected and stolen by Mary Mack.
And number 12 dribbles it all the way down the court. Throws it to number 30, and she travels. So it'll be Bashir Ball out of bounds.
Kristen Love into Shelby Salter. Shelby walking it across half court. Over to the right side to Macy Rogers behind the three-point arc with the shot fake. She's called for the travel. It'll be blue ball. 11.5 seconds left in the quarter. 11-8, Bashir.
Number 32 gets the inbound from 30. Dribbles it across half court. Over on the right wing to 12. Back to 32. She tries to shoot a three-pointer, but it's partially deflected by Kristen Love, and that ends the quarter. Bashir leading 11-8.
And the first warning buzzer for the start of the second quarter is ring. It's going to be blue ball. Number 30 to take it out.
Number 30 inbounds it to number 12 and brings it across half court. She tossed it over to 32 on the right wing, who drives the baseline, loses the ball, Bashir ball.
Kristen Love will take it out into Shelby Salter, who walks across half court. Over to left side to Miranda Creason, dribbles, spin move. Over to Kristen Love, back over to left side to Macy Rogers. Pump fake, puts up the shot, the layup is good.
Now number 30 inbounds it to 32 for Mary Immaculate. She dribbles across half court. Over to 12 on the right wing. She goes back to 32 and passes it over to 14 on the left wing. Back to 32 at the top of the key. Over to 12. Back to 32. Over to 12. And she dribbles. Back to 32 at the top of the key. And number 20 gets it on the right wing. Dribbles down. And there's a fumble. And she loses the ball out of bounds.
Kristen Love from behind half court passes in to Shelby Salter. Shelby bringing it over to right hand across half court. Looks left, goes right to Moran Creason. She takes a couple dribbles, passes it over to Macy Rogers. And she throws it away to Shandy March.
Number 12 for Mary Mackett steals the ball. Falls down on the free throw line and still makes a shot while getting fouled.
That'll be four for her on the night.
The foul will be called on number 20, Miranda Creason, as number 12 shoots a free throw. And she deflected off the glass and in.
The bank is open wide. We have Shelby Salter bringing it across. Over to the left side of Kristen Love. One dribble over to Macy. Staying on the three-point arc. Back up to the top. Miranda Creason over to the right side. Over to Shelby Salter on the right wing. Dribbles in. Looks where she's going to go. Has nowhere. Kicks it over to Macy Rogers. Puts up a layup. Layup is no good.
Number 30 for Mary Immaculate. Dribbles up the court. And passes to 32. She dribbles to the top of the key. over to the right wing for number 12, back to 32 at the top of the key, over to the left wing, number 14, and she takes a few steps and travels.
We have a Mary Magdalene substitution, number 40, Natalie Moore, enters the game. Score 13-11 for Shears. 4 minutes left in the second. Shelby Salter across half court. Oh, down to the baseline to Macy Rogers. Puts up the shot, and it is good for two.
Number 32 for Mary Magdalene will dribble the ball up the court. Pass it over to 12 on the left wing. Back to 32 at the top of the key. Over to 40 on the right wing. Back to 32. And she dribbles to the baseline. Takes a shot. And Macy Rogers rebounds the weak side ball.
Macy brings it back across half court. Kicks it over to the right wing to Shelby Salter. Shelby dribbles in, comes back out. Back up to Macy Rogers with the head fake. In for two. No good. Mary Magdalene gets the rebound.
32. Dribbles the ball up the court. Passed it to 34 on the high post. And she missed the basket.
Macy pulls the rebound down. Kicks it out to Shelby Salter. Bringing it across half court. Slows things up here for a minute. Dribbles to the right. Around the screen set by Shandy. Kicks it back up top to Macy with the ball fake. Back down to the right baseline to Shelby. Shelby dribbling to the baseline. Gets stopped. Kicks it out to Macy. Deflected. Macy gets it back. Macy will kick it in, and the pass is no good. It'll be Mary Magdalene ball.
Number 34, pass it in to 12, who dribbles down the court, and gets it to half court, passes to 40, to 30 on the baseline, to 34, and she takes a shot, but Shelby Salter will rebound the ball.
Shelby starts out dribbling down the court, and she pulls up, short of half court. Picks it up. Oh, she kicks it into Miranda Creason. Gets the ball stolen. Number 12 takes it down. And she puts up the left-handed layup. And it is good for two.
Kristen Love will take the ball out. Pass it to Shelby Salter, who dribbles it up the court. Over to Macy Rogers, who drives the baseline. Puts up a shot, and it is no good. And there's a fumbling of the ball down at the block. And it ends up a jump ball.
It is. And the arrow is pointed in Brashear's direction. We have a timeout. Coach's timeout. Coach Snyder. No, excuse me. Coach Cole with 30-second coach timeout. Score 15-13. Brashear on top. 1:53 left in the second quarter. Kristen Love into Macy. Macy gets it, drives baseline, kicks it back over to the other baseline. It's on the block, and Kristen Love puts it in for two.
34 inbounds it to 32 for Mary Immaculate. She dribbles it up, passes to 12 on the left side, over to 24 on the right side, and down to 30. On the corner, she shoots it over the basket, and Miranda Creason will come up with the rebound.
Kicks it out to Macy Rogers. Macy bringing it across half court. Just about loses the ball. Takes it to right baseline. Gets stopped. Kicks it over to the right wing to Shelby Salter, who drives. Has the ball stolen by number 12.
Number 12 dribbles down the court, and Shandy's keeping up with her. But she puts the shot up and scores.
Kristen Love to Shelby Salter. Over to Kristen Love on the left wing. Takes a couple dribbles with her left hand. Over to Macy, top of the key. Macy drives in, puts up the layup, and is fouled.
It looks like the foul is called on number 12 for Mary Immaculate, Kaylee Holt.
She puts the free throw in, and it is good.
34 into 32, who dribbles up the court. Fast half court line. Pass it to 24, into 34 at the high post, and it's in and out.
We're going to have an over-the-back call on number 20. Yes, it is number 20, Miranda Creason.
34 will end the ball, inbound the ball for Mary Immaculate. And to 24, 32 shoots it from the three-point line. And Macy Rogers grabs the rebound on the far side of the basket.
She's taking it down the left side with 30 seconds left, crosses over, and there's nobody there.
Number 12 steals the ball, goes all the way down the court, and scores for Mary Immaculate.
We now have a 17-20 game with 20 seconds left. Shelby Salter across half court. She takes it coast to coast, puts it in, and it is no good. Looks like we'll have out of bounds, and it will be white ball. Kristen Love taking the ball out to Macy Rogers on the left side. Macy puts up a fake, drives in, puts up a shot, is no good. Went right to Shelby Salter with the rebound in for two.
34 passes the ball to 32. She dribbles up the court, and that's the halftime buzzer. Tigers are leading 22-17 here at halftime.
We'll be back in 10 minutes with more of our action.
We have some first half statistics on scoring for Brashear. Kristen Love has 8 points. Macy Rogers leads the Tigers with 12 points. And Shelby Salter has contributed 2 points. And as for Mary Immaculate, Callie Holt leads the Hawks with 11 points. And Laurel Haxton is the only other scorer with 6 points.
And the 1 minute buzzer rings for the second half of play to begin. Tigers come out looking for some more scoring. Mary Mack is still in their huddle. They break, and it will be blue ball starting the second half.
Number 34 for Mary Mack will inbound to 32. She passed it over on the right wing to 40. Who pass it back out, and it's stolen by Kristen Love.
And it looks like she will pick up her dribble, kick it over to Shelby Salter, who brings across half court up to the top of the key, over to the left side to Kristen Love. Over to 20, Miranda Creason dribbles around, dribbles in, to stop. Kicks it over to Shelby Salter, out to Macy on the right baseline, takes 2 dribbles and stops at the short corner. Back out to Miranda, who dribbles back left, puts up a shot from the right wing, no good.
Marinato at 34 will pass the ball up to the court to 24, who passed it to 30. And it's stolen by Shandy March.
And it looks like we'll have a foul while Shandy is dribbling down the court. Looks like the foul will be on blue. 40. Natalie Moore. First team foul in the second half. Shelby Salter bringing it across half court, stops at the top of the key, kicks over to the left side to Macy, kicks over to Shandy at the left elbow, got a jumble down low, Macy takes it out over to the right side to Shelby Salter, looks over to Kristen Love, Kristen back to the left side a little, over to the right side to Macy, Macy dribbles in, puts up the shot, no good.
Number 30 for Mary Immaculate will rebound to 32, who dribbles it up the court. And she will pass it off to number 40, who dribbles down to the baseline on the right side, back out to 32. She shoots a 3 and doesn't connect with anything. Brashear Roll.
Kristen Love will inbound it into Shelby Salter. Shelby walking in. Still on the back court, walks it across half court to the right wing to Macy, or to Miranda, but she has a travel called, drug the pivot foot.
Number 30 inbounds to number 12, who just came in the game for the Hawks, and she passed it to 34 on the high post, dribbles, shoots, and it looks like Macy Rogers will come out of the mess with the ball.
Macy dribbles it across half court. Ooh. She knew she traveled there. She kicks it out to Miranda, over to Shelby, back into Shandy. Kicks it down to Macy, across the block to Kristen. Kristen puts it in for two.
Number 32 dribbles across half court over to 12 on the right wing. She passed it down to 30, almost stolen by Shandy March, who goes into the post to 34, back out to 30, and it's deflected out of bounds by Shandy March. 34 will inbound the ball to 24, but it's stolen by Kristen Love, who passed it up the court to Macy Rogers. She goes all the way and is fouled.
Blue, number 32, who is Lauren Haxton with the foul. First free throw from Macy is good.
New substitution for Mary Immaculate. It looks like Allie Freeland comes in for Anna Klim.
Second free throw is no good. Shani March loses the rebound.
32 kicks the ball down the court to 24, who travels, and Rashir will get the ball back on the baseline.
Kristen Love into Shelby Salter, across half court, looking for her person. Kicks it over to the left side to Kristen. Kristen cuts through after the pass to Macy. Macy with a head fake, taking it low on the baseline. Puts it up, lay in for two.
12 dribbles the ball up for Mary Immaculate this time. Over to 24, who gets tangled up by Kristen Love and makes a bad pass right to Macy Rogers.
Macy pulls up just beyond half court, kicks it to the left side to Shelby. Shelby down to the left baseline to Kristen. Kristen puts it in for two. And it looks like we have a 7-0 run for Bashir. Yeah, 7-0 run in the second half.
And Mary Immaculate calls their full timeout with 2:52 left in the third quarter. Tigers leading 29-17. And it looks like after the timeout, number 14 will go, or Kately Hager will go in for Mary Immaculate. Will inbound the ball to number 12, who dribbles it up the court after the timeout. Over to 14 on the right wing, back to 12 at the top of the key. She drives and puts up a shot. It doesn't connect, and it goes out of bounds for sheer ball.
Oh, and it looks like the Hawks will put on the full court pressure as Kristen Love passes the ball into Macy Rogers on the right side. Dribbling it down the right sideline. Pulls up just past half court. Makes a bad pass intended for Shandy March. And Shandy does come up with the ball out of the pile. Kicks it into the left short corner to Shelby Salter, who puts it in for two.
Number 32 will pass the ball into 12, who dribbles the ball up the court. And she fakes, passed it over the right wing to number 14, who drives almost to the baseline, passed it out to 20, back to 12, and she puts up a shot, but is blocked by Macy Rogers, and Shandy March comes up with the ball.
Putting on the full court press, Macy Rogers behind the back dribble, getting a little flashy out there, and it looks like she will kick over to the left side to Kristen Love, no good. Shandy March with the rebound, puts it in for two.
12 inbounds the ball to number 32, who dribbles it up the court. She crosses the half court line and drives down the right side, puts up a shot, and it's in and out. And Shelby Salter comes up with the rebound.
She loses her dribble. And looks like it will be blue ball. Brashear is on an 11-0 run. 33-17 with 1:20 remaining in the third.
14 inbounds the ball to 32 for Mary Immaculate. Who passed the ball over to 12? Outside the three-point line on the right side. She dribbles in for halfway. Passed it to 32, who passed it to 24.
Shelby Salter gear.
Who picked up a shot. And Shelby Salter pulls down the rebound.
Oh, kicked it out to a wide open Miranda Creason. Puts up the layup, and it is good. Miranda
12.
We have an official timeout for a shoelace problem. We'll get that pitched, and we'll have a couple of Mary Mac subs. Looks like there will be number 40 for 14 and 30 for Mr. Number. I believe it was 24, but don't take my word.
12 inbounds the ball to 32, who dribbles it up the court. And she drives all the way down, past it into 30. Gets the ball to 20, who puts up a shot, and Miranda Creason gets the rebound.
Out
to Macy Rogers.
Macy Rogers takes it. And the tight defense, she kicks it off her foot. 35-17 with 30 seconds left in the third quarter. Brashear leading.
Mary Immaculate, number 30, will pass it in to 32. Who takes a shot from the three-point line, and it's just a little bit short. Macy Rogers hits the rack hard, dribbles all the way down, and puts up a layup, and it is no good. Shandri March gets the rebound and puts up another shot. No good.
Looks like 32 will grab the ball from Mary Mack, dribbling it across the right side with 5 seconds left. Kicked it back over to 12 behind the three-point line. She stops. Number 40 puts up the shot, and Mary Magdalene gets the first score of the third quarter as the buzzer runs out. Jumping with joy is number 40, Natalie Moore.
So here after the third quarter, we have a score of Tigers 35, Mary Immaculate Hawks 19. It'll be Rashear Ball coming into the fourth quarter, and it looks like Kristen Love inbound.
Back over to Shelby Salter. Shelby walking it up the court. Goes to the right. Oh, then back to the left. Kicks it out to Miranda Creason, who puts up a jump shot from 10 feet.
34 will inbound to 32 for Mary Immaculate, who passed it over to 12. She fakes Shelby Salter out and drives, but passes it back out to 32. And she drives again, takes a shot, and is fouled. And I'm guessing it's by Shelby Salter.
Yes, it is.
12 will go to the line for 2 for Mary Immaculate. And she misses the first one. There's a substitution for Mary Immaculate. Number 24, Michela Pintanicio. And meanwhile, number 12 misses her second shot. And Shelby Salter comes out with the ball.
Shelby dribbles over to the left, kicks it to Kristen Love, who goes left. Back out to Macy Rogers, who also goes left. Dribbles down. Keeps the pivot foot on the ground. Puts up a shot. No good.
32 dribbles down the court. And goes all the way and scores for Mary Immaculate.
With 5 minutes remaining, scores 37 for Shearer, 21 Mary Mack. We have, Macy Rogers is trapped. Gets it out to Shelby. Shelby dribbles left. Goes back right with spin move. Kicked up. Oh, and it was deflected from Miranda Creason out to Macy Rogers. Kicks it to the elbow to Shelby. Drives down to the right side. She puts up a shot, but there's a foul before the shot. Macy Rogers, one power dribble and in on the inbounds play. Good for Duke.
32 dribbles this ball up the court for Mary Immaculate. Passed it over to 12 on the right wing. And she takes a shot from way behind the three-point line. And in.
3 points. Shani March inbounds to Kristen Love, who kicks it over to Shelby Salter. Shelby will bring it to the right side. Stutters. Around the screen set by Miranda Creason. Puts up, lays it in for two.
30 inbounds to 12, who brings the ball up the court. Passed it over to 32 on the right wing. Back to 12. She dribbles once. Gives it to 24 on the left wing. She drives into the free throw line. And it makes a high shot off the backboard, but it's no good. And Macy Rogers will come down with a rebound.
Looks as if Brashear is attempting to slow it up, stopping the fast break. Macy Rogers into Kristen Love. Kristen with the shot. No good. Shelby Salter with the rebound. Puts it up, and she is fouled.
And it looks like the foul is going to be on Laurel Haxton from Mary Immaculate, and that's her second foul, team fourth.
First free throw is no good from Shelby Salter. Score is Brashear 41, Mary Immaculate 24 at this point in time. 3:35 left remaining in the game. Cannot get the first or the second one in either. She gets her own rebound. Kicks it over to Shani March, who loses the ball out of bounds. It will be blue ball.
34 will inbound to 32, who brings the ball up the court. She passed it over to 12. Back to 32. She shoots a three and just missed. Macy Rogers pulls down the rebound.
Oh, Mary Magdalene puts the full court pressure back on. Macy Rogers kicks it out to Miranda Creason, who kicks it over to, kicks it over to Kristen Love. Kristen misses it. Shelby Salter gets the rebound, puts it in for two. Excuse me, Miranda for two.
And 32 passed it over to the left, right wing to number 12. She dribbles in, but takes one too many steps and travels.
Kristen Love to inbound it through the pressure. Over to Shani March, who kicks it to Macy. Macy dribbling left. Around the screen set by Shelby Salter. Picks it up. To the left elbow to Kristen Love. No good. Macy gets the rebound. Kicks it out to Kristen. Kristen puts it up from the left wing. No good.
34 pulls down a hard rebound. And passes it out to 32, who dribbles up the court. Closely defended by Macy Rogers. She shoots a three and doesn't connect. 30 saves the ball inbounds to number 22, Kristen Love, for the Brashear.
Kristen takes it over to Shandy, who kicks it back to Kristen, who kicks it farther back to Macy. Macy dribbles right around the screen set by Miranda. Picks up her dribble, guarded tightly, kicks it to the left elbow to Kristen, who goes down to the left wing. Stops, back up to the top of the key for Macy. Macy puts up a shot, no good. Shelby Salter gets a rebound. Has it tipped away. Picks back her own pass, and the ball is stolen away.
Somehow, 12 comes out of that mess with the ball, and she is fouled by Kristen Love. So, over on the sideline, number 30 inbounds to 32, who dribbles across the half-court line over to the right wing for 12. And back to 32, she shoots a three-pointer from the top of the key, and it's nothing but net.
Shelby Salter brings the ball across half-court, kicks it to the left side to Macy. Macy dribbles left, down to the baseline, puts in the lay-in for two.
32 dribbles it up for Mary Immaculate. And she passed it to 30, but it's deflected by Macy Rogers. Macy Rogers comes out with the ball.
Kicks it to Shandy Barch. Excuse me there. Kicks it back to Shelby Salter across half court. Oh, she dribbles, the ball is deflected, and it is out of bounds on Brashear's Macy Rogers. It's 58.9 seconds left. Brashear leads 45-27.
Number 30 passed in to 12 for Mary Immaculate, who dribbles it up the court. Pass it over to 32. Three-pointer, and it's nothing but net again.
A couple more of those, and they can be right back in this game. Shelby Salter dribbles, spin move, over to Macy. Macy takes it across the timeline. He's dribbling out in the corner. And an over and back is called. And it looks like it will be blue ball at half court. 32 seconds left.
Number 30 is going to inbound to 12, and she does. She takes a shot that just barely misses. 24 gets the rebound, and is her shot's deflected by Macy Rogers.
Macy kicks it from half court all the way down to the post to Shelby Salter, who's tied up, and jump ball. Looks like the arrow is pointing blue.
Number 32 for Mary Macca inbounds it to 12. Who passed it back to 32? Back to 12. And 12 finally gets the ball. She takes a three-pointer, and Macy Rogers gets the rebound off the backboard. She shoots it, and that's going to be the end of the game. Brashear wins over Mary Immaculate for the second time this season, 45-30.
2:30.
And final scores for Brashear.
We have Macy Rogers with 19, Kristen Love with 12, Miranda Creason with 6, Chani March with 2, and Shelby Salter with 6. And we have 1 minute left before the final matchup of tonight, the Mary Magdalene Boys versus Brashear Boys, and the buzzer rings. And looks like coach will start Andy Belzer, Nick Thomas, Taryn Treasure, Joe Clarkson, and Hayden Houseman. And for Mary Magdalene, starters looks like it will be number 53, Tyler Gregory, 33, Scott Schwinn, 3, Mitch Krickhauser, 43, Tracy Darnell, and 23, Nathaniel Holt. Sheer good tip.
And Andy Belzer dribbles it up, gives it to Taryn Treasure in the corner. He loses it out of bounds, and it goes to Mary Immaculate.
And it looks like number 23 will pass it in to Scott Schwinn. Scott dribbles the ball across half court with his right hand. Kicks over to the left wing to Krickhauser, who puts up a 15-footer, no good from the baseline.
Taryn Treasure gets the rebound and kicks it to Hayden Hausman, who brings it up the court. He passed it over to the right wing for Taryn Treasure. And on a pass to Joe Clarkson, the ball is stolen by
53.
Mary Immaculate's 53.
Puts up a shot, is no good. Rebound, Mary Mack. Can't retell in that miss. 23 comes out, kicks it down to 43, who puts it in for two.
Hayden Hausman dribbles it up the court. Over to Nick Thomas. To Andy Belzer in the corner, who passed it back out to Taryn Treasure. Over to Nick Thomas, who dribbles in and takes a shot from almost the three-point line. And it is rebounded by Hayden Hausman on the other side. And already in the game, there's a foul call. There's a foul called on Mary Immaculate's Quinn Benson, his first. And on the inbound pass, the ball is stolen.
23 puts up the layup, but it's no good. Hayden Hausman bringing it back down, coast to coast. The layup is good for Hayden. 33-3. Number three, Quinn Benson, bringing it across half court. Kicks it to the right wing to number 23. Kicks it down to 53. Ball loses the dribble. Goes up right into Andy Belzer. Out of bounds on Andy. Blue ball. Number three will pass the ball in. Looks like he will go to number 53. Who takes it to the left side. And a hard foul by Brashear Andy Belzer. He pretty much football tackled him there, folks. Number three in the 33.
Hayden Hausman steals the inbound pass, takes it all the way, puts it up, and it is no good. Rebounded by Mary Immaculate's 43.
Kicks it over to three, who dribbles it across. Stops at the top of the key, over to the left side to Scott Schwinn. Down to 43. He gets caught, power dribble. Kicks it back out to Schwinn. Over to three. Back over to 23 on the right side. He dribbles down. Comes back up with the spin move. All the way across court to Scott Schwinn on the left wing. Down to 43. Over to three on the left wing, behind the three-point arc. Dribbles right. Stops at the top of the key. Gets it over to Schwinn. He fakes the dribble. About has it stolen away by Brashear's Nick Thomas. Kicks it over to 23. Down to 53, who drives around everybody and puts up a shot. No good.
Hayden Hausman gets the rebound and dribbles down and back around. He gets across half court to Taryn Treasure. To Nick Thomas on the free throw line, who passes into Joe Clarkson, who puts it up for the score.
Looks like number three will take the ball in. To number 33, Scott Schwinn. Scott will dribble across. Over to the right wing to number 23. Pulls up his dribble. Back up to Schwinn. Over to number three, Benson. Puts up the shot from 18. Shot is no good.
And
looks like we'll have a foul on the rebound. 53 gets the rebound, puts up a shot in the foul. He'll go to line two.
It looks like he was fouled by Brashear's Taryn Treasure. His first. Team second.
And the first free throw falls short. Rolls around the rim and is no good. On the second one, he flushes home.
Brashear's Nick Thomas. Pass the ball into Hayden Hausman, who brings it up the floor. Cross half court. Over to Taryn Treasure on the left side. Back to Nick Thomas, top of the key. He drives. Picks up his dribble. And on a pass to Joe Clarkson, gets it stolen away.
Betty 3 gets it. Just about loses his dribble. And he puts up a shot, no good. Rebound, Brashear.
Hayden Hausman dribbles up the court to Brashear. To Nick Thomas on the right wing. He picks up his dribble. Back to Taryn Treasure. Over to Nick Thomas again on the right wing. Back up to Hayden Hausman. And he is forced over the half court line. Over and back on Brashear.
We are joined here by colleague Jacob Shipman. Introduce yourself here, Jacob.
Good evening, folks.
33-3 on the inbound. Three dribbles up to the top of the key. Passes it to 33, set a screen for him. Back over to the right side is number 23. Back to Scott Schwinn, number 33 on the left wing. Dribbles in with his right hand. Pulls up. Over to the right wing to 23. Puts up the shot. No good.
And Bashir's Nick Bradshaw, new entry into the game, picks up the rebound, dribbles it down the court. Back to Taryn Treasure on the top, at the top of the key. And into Hayden, down to Joe. And Joe misses the shot.
And number 3 takes it down, gets ready to pass, and he takes a few too many dribbles.
Nick Thomas will inbound the ball to Hayden Hausman for Bashir. Hayden Hausman dribbles it past half court. Over to Nick Thomas, who dribbles around the top of the key. To Taryn Treasure, who passed it down to Joe Clarkson. Misses the shot. Taryn gets the rebound and misses his shot as well. And it's finally rebounded by Mary Immaculate's 53.
Bob Bass, 3-3 pulls up. Kicks it back out to 23 on the right wing. No good. Puts up the shot. Scott Twin rebounds. Kicks it out to 53. Down into 43 on the right block. Out to 23 on the right baseline. He dribbles in. And stop. Scott Schwinn gets it on the left side. 53 puts up the 3 and does not connect with anything. Out of bounds, Bashir ball.
It'll be Nick Thomas inbounding for Bashir to Hayden Hausman, who brings out the court with 28 seconds left in the first quarter. He dribbles around, passes it to Nick Bradshaw over on the right side. Back to the other Nick. Oh, and it's deflected by 43. And the second pass is also deflected. Nick Bradshaw grabs the ball, but he has a foot out of bounds. Mary Immaculate's ball.
Mary Immaculate, first three, Scott Schwinn will pass it in to number 3, Quinn Benson. Not Mitch Krieger, as I stated earlier. That is my fault, folks. And the pass is stolen.
Taryn Treasure gets the ball up to Nick Bradshaw, and he loses the ball to end to end the first quarter. And after one quarter of play, the Tigers are leading 4-3 over the Mary Immaculate Hawks.
And a second buzzer rings. Oh, and it looks like we have a scoreboard malfunction. And it looks like we're going to take a pause here for a minute to get the scoreboard back up and running.
Whenever we come back, Quinn Benson for Mary Immaculate will inbound to Scotty Schwinn.
Right you are, Jay. Right you are. Still having technical difficulties. Sorry, folks. I'm tripping on my popcorn. I'll talk to you here in a minute.
And it looks like we've got the scoreboard back running. So we'll continue play.
Benson into Schwinn. Schwinn across half court. Over to the left side to Benson. Scoreboard shuts back off. Not before the ball is down into 43. And it looks like he'll be fouled on the ground by Nick Thomas. And it looks like we'll have 3 inbounding it from the baseline. Kicks it over to 33. Pass is deflected off 33. And it'll be out of bounds for sure ball. We're going to have to run with one scoreboard tonight, folks.
Nick Thomas inbounds from the corner to Hayden Hausman, who brings it up the court. And he gets it across half court to Nick Thomas. And he has a little bit of trouble with that pass. It's stolen.
Gets it out to Benson down the court, and he puts it into 2.
And Nick Thomas inbounds to Hayden Hausman. He brings it across half court. Nick Bradshaw sets the screen. And Hayden Hausman drives all the way to the basket and is fouled by Nathaniel Holt for Mary Immaculate. And it looks like that foul is on the floor, so Brashear gets the ball out of bounds under the basket. Terran Treasure pops out to short corner, gets the ball, shoots.
Looks like rebound will be pulled up by it. Scott Schwinn, who dribbles coast to coast, pulls up short of the lane, kicks it up to the top to Quinn Benson, dribbling around. Over to the right side, it's Scott Schwinn, dribbles it back up top, stops the key. 23 gets it, passes it down to the baseline. 53 with a quick step, fakes a shot, drives in, and is fouled by Joey Clarkson.
It looks like the foul is going to be on Joe Clarkson for Brashear, his first. And 53 will shoot two.
53's first shot rolls around and is no good. Fetty3 gets the second one to rattle home. I believe the score is 6-4 in Mary Magdalene's favor.
And Nick Thomas inbounds to Hayden Hausman. Up the court. It's stolen on a pass to Joe Clarkson. Joe passes into the low post, and it's deflected off of Joe out of bounds. So it'll be Mary Immaculate's ball under the Brashear basket.
23-33, Scott Schwinn. Gets it off that court, kicks it over to the right side of 23, fakes the shot, rolls around, kicks it to 43, puts up a shot, it's no good. Rebound number 3 of Mary Mac. He does the head fake, kicks it over to Scott Schwinn, sets the screen, Scott goes around it, puts up the one-handed layup from 10 feet, and it is good.
Nick Thomas to Hayden Hausman. He dribbles up the court. Nick Thomas drives under the basket, and
23 comes out of the foul with it. Takes it coast to coast with the fake both ways, puts it in, good for two.
Nick Thomas again to Hayden Hausman to dribble off the court. And it's over to Austin Alexander, a new Brashear player. Back to Nick Thomas. To Terran Treasure at the high post. To Joe Clarkson in the corner. Back to Terran at the high post. And to Nick Thomas in the corner. He drives in, puts one up, and scores.
23-33. Dribbling across half court. Still having some technical difficulties. We have Mr. McHenry over here helping. Oh, 3 drives in, gets stopped. To 53. For 2, no good from the baseline.
Terran Treasure gets the rebound and passes it out to number 45, Nick Thomas. He drives towards the basket, but is tangled up. Pass it to Austin Alexander, who
loses it.
Loses.
23 comes out of power with it, gets it up to 4-3, overshoots him, and out of bounds, it'll be white ball. 2:52 remaining in the first half. It looks like guest 10, home team, which is Brashear, 6.
Nick Thomas
and our scoreboard goes
in to Hayden Hausman, who dribbles up the court. He passes to Nick Thomas to Terran Treasure at the post, and it's no good. Nick Thomas puts up another shot, and it's no good, and I think we're going to be called for an over in the back. Over the back. On
Brashear's own Nick Thomas. Three dribbles across half court. Pulls up like he's going to shoot 3, fakes it. Kicks it over to the right side. 23 drives in and travels.
So it will be Brashear ball. Nick Thomas will pass it into Hayden Hausman.
Go down there.
He comes up the court. Crosses half court, drives, and fakes out his man to Terran Treasure. To Nick Thomas at the free throw line. He drives and shoots, and it rattles around and can't find home.
53 gets the rebound, passes it way up the court to number 3. puts up the right handed lip and it's no good.
Terran Treasure grabs the rebound, passes it out to Nick Thomas. He drives all the way down the court. And before he gets a chance to shoot, it looks like number 43 for Mary Immaculate fouls him on the floor.
Looks like we have a timeout by Mary Magdalene's John Wishman. Looks like it is going to be a, I believe he called a 30, but yes, it is a 30. Coach's timeout. 155 remaining in the half. 6-10. Mary Magdalene advantage.
And it looks like we're still having scoreboard problems as the scoreboard lights are flashing on and off here in Brashear.
Looks just like a Christmas tree, Jay. Just like a Christmas tree.
It looks like it'll be Brashear's ball under their own basket. Nick Thomas to inbound. He passed it out to Joe Clarkson, and it's stolen by number 53.
Oh, and he's taking it coast to coast. Bowers' dribble puts it up. No good with the shot. 43 takes it off the noggin, and it will fall out to number 3, Quinn Benson.
I think we're going.
Okay. If you haven't been with us, Mary Immaculate, after halftime, has already scored a bucket. We were away for a while due to some technical difficulties, but now we're back. And it looks like
Scott Schwinn gets the ball in the inbound. Kicks it over to 23. 23 misses the shot. Merrimack gets the rebound. Quinn Benson. Dribbling to the right. Fakes pass. Kicks it over left elbow. Schwinn with the shot. Shot is no good.
Joe Clarkson comes up with the rebound to Terran Treasure. To Hayden Hausman, who dribbles it up the court. And it looks like he is going to dribble to the right side. And down to Terran Treasure in the short corner. Terran puts up a shot, but it's a little bit short. And Andy Belzer almost grabs the rebound, but not before he gets an over and back. So it'll be Mary Immaculate ball.
Coach not seem too happy with that play, but we will have Mary Immaculate passing it in. 3-33. Three fakes the 3-point shot. Puts it up for 2 from the left baseline from 15 feet, and it's good.
Hayden Hausman for the Tigers dribbles the ball up the court. He dribbles around. And finally travels, trying to get a pass to Terran Treasure. And it looks like we're going to have a substitution, Nick Bradshaw for Andy Belzer.
Mary Magdalene, 23, will pass it in to Quinn Benson. Nope. 33, sorry. Passes it in to Benson, 3. Dribbling right. Dribbling back over to left. Passes it. Scott Quinn picks it up. Kicks over to the right side to 23, down to 53 on the baseline. He puts it in and is good.
Hayden Hausman dribbles the ball up the court for the Tigers, looking for an open man. He finds that, and Nick Thomas, who passed it down to the block for Terran Treasure, shot's just a little bit short, and Nick Thomas gets the rebound. It's a jump ball.
We have a Brashear timeout with Mary Immaculate leading 16-10 with 3:30 left in the third quarter.
It looks like it's going to be Mary Immaculate's ball
after
the timeout.
Passes in to number 33, Scott Schwind. Dribbles across half the court. Goes to the top of the key. Kicks it over to 23. Down into 43 with the power dribble, and he loses the ball and goes down.
Nick Bradshaw picks up the ball for Brashear and dribbles it up the court. He stops, gets the ball poked away, and he finally passed it off to Hayden Hausman. who dribbles into the middle of the lane and is fouled on the floor by Mary Immaculate's 23, Nathaniel Holt, his second foul. Team first. Nick Thomas inbounds it under the basket to Taryn Treasure. And on the opposite side, Hayden Hausman drives, shoots, misses, shoots again, misses. And they finally get it back out. Nick Thomas passes it into Taryn Treasure. He shoots and misses, gets his own rebound, and shoots again. And finally, Mary Immaculate gets the ball.
In number three, Quinn Vincent takes it all the way down the court, puts up a shot. The shot is good, but travel before the shot is called.
Nick Thomas to Hayden Hausman, who will dribble it up the court.
Just diving all over the place tonight, Jay.
Hayden Hausman dribbles to the middle of the lane, puts up a shot off the backboard. And finally, it is deflected off of a crowd of people. And they said that Mary Immaculate touched it last. So it'll be Brashear Wall on the sideline. Nick Thomas searching for an inbounder. He gets it to Nick Bradshaw, who passed it to Hayden Hausman, dribbling at the top of the key. Over to Nick and Bradshaw again. Back to Nick Thomas to Hayden Hausman. And he shoots. It's deflected off of Taryn Treasure. Out of bounds, Mary Immaculate's ball.
Number three passes in to Scott Schwinn. Schwinn is bringing it up the court. Drops the timeline. Goes to the left side over to Benson. Looking for someone to pass to. Just about picks up a dribble, but decides not to. Head fake. Kicks it in the pass. Schwinn is deflected. And 53 comes out of the foul with it. Puts it in for two, and he will go to the line to shoot one.
It looks like that foul will be on Brashear's Joe Clarkson. It's his second, team's first. And new substitution in the game, Andy Belzer.
53 puts up the shot and does not follow his.
And immediately after the shot, Andy Belzer grabs a hold of the rebound and proceeds to take some steps down the court. He traveled. Mary Immaculate's ball into the basket.
Three will pass it in. Tightly guarded by Joe Clarkson. Almost 5 second call. 53 gets it. Head fake. Out to Trent for three. From the right baseline, it is good.
Nick Thomas throws it into Hayden Hausman, who proceeds to dribble it up the court. He dribbles around in the circle.
And on the floor again, diving after the ball every which way, Jay.
And it's deflected out of bounds on 43, Brashear's ball. Nick Thomas inbound to Hayden Hausman, who dribbles down the right side and is blocked by 53. And it's out of bounds on 53, so Brashear's ball under the basket. New substitutions for Mary Immaculate. Luke Morrow and Kobe Bird are in the game. Also, Austin Alexander comes in the game for Brashear. Nick Bradshaw grabs the ball. To Nick Thomas. A wild pass. He picks it up. Drives down the left side. And is fouled on the layup. Foul on Mary Immaculate's 53, Tyler Gregory. His first foul. And the team's second. Thomas will go to the line to shoot two. And the first one is in and out. He has a second shot to come. And substitutions back in for Brashear, Joe Clarkson and Hayden Hausman. Thomas also misses the second one, but Taryn Treasure picks up the rebound. He makes a shot over the basket. Thomas shoots it over the basket. Joe Clarkson gets the rebound, shoots it over the basket, and finally there's a foul on Mary Immaculate's 23.
And that is Nathaniel Holt, his third, team third.
Joe Clarkson goes to the line for two. And he sinks the first one home.
That brings it. That is Bashir's first score of the second half. Brings it to a 10-point deficit, 21-11, Hawks advantage.
Joe Clarkson misses the second one.
And 53 gets rebound, brings it coast to coast with the layup, misses. 23 gets rebound, he misses. And it looks like we're going to have on the arm.
It looks
on 43 blue. That is Tracy Darnell.
Austin Alexander grabbed a hold of that last rebound, and Darnell just dived in there for it. So, it'll be Thomas to Hausman for the inbound. Hausman brings it all the way up the court, goes to the middle of the lane, and shoots a shot. It's good. That brings the Tigers within 8, 21-13.
And 21 will bring the ball up the court. Passes it over to the left side of 23, over to 12. Puts up the shot from the right elbow. Shot is no good.
Nick Thomas gets the rebound, dribbles it all the way down the court. It's poked away. And to Joe Clarkson. To Hayden Hausman. To Joe Clarkson on the left elbow. And he makes it.
23 will take the ball out for Mary Magnet. There's 10 seconds left. And number 21 is bringing it down the court. Picks up his dribble, kicks it over to 12, kicks it over to the left side of 23, puts up the shot. No good. 43 deflects it. And 21 comes up with a rebound. Baseball passes it for the shot, and the shot is no good as time expires. With 1 quarter left to play, it is Brashear 15, Mary Immaculate Hawks 21.
And it looks like it's going to be Brashear's ball heading into the fourth quarter. Thomas, at half court, passes in to Hayden Hausman, who dribbles across the half court line. And Joe Clarkson picks up the pass to the short corner. He passes it in to Nick Thomas, and he puts it up for the 2 points.
And he draws the foul. He will go to the line for one. Shears brought this back into a 4-point ball game.
The foul was on number 23, Nathaniel Holt, his fourth foul, and the team's fifth. Meanwhile, Nick Thomas makes a free throw, and Mary Mackley gets the ball back.
Benson bringing it down the court. Oh, he puts up the three from the left side. It is no good. 43 gets the rebound. He has it blocked from behind by Brashear's Taryn Treasure. 33 picks up the rebound for Mary Mack, kicks it over 23, puts up a shot, is no good. Joe Clarkson comes down to rebound.
Hayden Hausman dribbles it up the floor and around at the 3-point line. Over to Austin Alexander. Oh, and he gets a double dribble, dribbling it back up to the top of the key. And it looks like Nick Bradshaw will come in for Austin Alexander.
And it looks like Quentin Benson will pass it in to Scott Schwinn, dribbling, stops to the top of the key, takes it back over to Benson. Oh, he fakes it, makes a bad pass, but 43 still gets it, and 43 passes it, and it will be over and back on Mary Immaculate.
So it'll be Brashear's ball at half court. Nick Thomas inbounds it to Nick Bradshaw, who passed it over to Hayden Hausman, out to Treasure in the short corner. He misses, and there's going to be an over-the-back on Nick Thomas.
Looks like 3 will inbound the ball. And then he will bring it up the court after getting his pass back. Oh, and he double dribbles on the left side.
Nick Thomas will inbound to Hayden Hausman, who dribbles it past the half-court line. Gets it to Nick Bradshaw on the right side. And at the free throw line, 43 is tied up for Mary Immaculate. Ball squirts away, and Hayden Hausman grabs it, but he goes out of bounds. Mary Immaculate ball.
Number three will pass it in to 33, Scott Schwinn. He will dribble it across the timeline to the left side around the screen by Benson. Kicks it over to Benson, dribbles up to the top of the key. Goes right with it, passes it over to 23, down to 53 in the corner, fakes the shot. It looks like he will go up for the layup. Layup's no good, gets his own rebound, and he is fouled on his second shot attempt. Coach Snyder does not seem very happy with it.
The foul is on Joe Clarkson, his third, and the team's third, as 55 shoots two.
53 rattles the first one in.
The second one is short, and Nick Thomas comes up with the rebound. He dribbles down the court. And there will be a blocking foul on number 53, Tyler Gregory. And that's only the team's fifth. So Nick Thomas will inbound the ball out of bounds after the timeout by Coach Snyder.
It'll be a full timeout, White. Did you just say that? With 4-1 remaining, Brashear trails by 4, 18-22. And the first warning buzzer goes off, and we're still waiting on the Hawks. Fisher comes over, tells them to hurry up. It will be white ball on Brashear's baseline.
Nick Thomas to inbound. And he inbounds to Terran Treasure under the basket, who can't find the basket.
With the rebound, kicks it out to three on the wing. Three puts up the shot from 15, and it is good.
Nick Thomas inbounds to Hayden Hausman, who pressed it up the court. He passes over to Nick Bradshaw on the right side, who passes it all the way down the court. 43 from Mary Immaculate, picks it up and goes for the score.
Nick Thomas into Hayden Hausman, and it looks like Hayden will bring it across the timeline tonight. Brings it over to the right side around the screen, around another screen, puts up, drives all the way coast to coast for two. And number three will bring the ball up the court for Mary Mac. Looking, around the screen to the left side by Scott Schwinn. Keeps the dribble, kicks it in, bad pass. Oh, ball is stolen away from Joey Clarkson. Looks like we have a jump ball called. It will be blue ball. Three, Quentin Benson will pass the ball in. Looking, passes it over to the right side, Scott Schwinn. Looks like he might have traveled there, but it's questionable. 53 gets it at the top of the key, dribbles, just about loses it, kicks it out to three, Quinn Benson for three, it is good. And we have some net difficulties. That net could cause some problems during the high school season. It just gets caught every time.
And Nick Thomas inbounds to Hayden Hausman under heavy pressure. Nick Bradshaw screens for Hausman and screens again. He dribbles at the top of the key over to Nick Bradshaw, to Nick Thomas, to Hayden Hausman, who drives in and puts it up. No good.
33, Scott Schwinn comes out with a rebound, kicks it down the court to Quinn Benson. Does about loses the dribble back out to Schwinn for three. He does not connect.
Nick Thomas gets the rebound, dribbles it on the court. Tigers looking for a score here. Nick Thomas drives into the middle of the lane, takes the shot off the backboard, and it's no good. But he gets his own rebound, goes into Terran Treasure, and it's no good. And finally, they call a over the back on Joe Clarkson, his fourth, team fourth, and it's going Mary Immaculate's way.
With 2 minutes remaining, score 29, Mary Immaculate, 20, Brashear. Benson into Swin. Swin bringing it up court. Walking in across the timeline. Picks up his dribble in the half-court circle. Passes it over. Pass is deflected. And then it is also deflected by his own Quinn Benson. It will be white ball out of bounds. And I believe Coach Schneider will call a 30-second timeout with a minute 47 remaining in the game. Out of the timeout, Brashear inbounds the ball. Nick Bradshaw with the double dribble call. Mary Maxson's ball. They will call a timeout. And pressure was too much on the inbound. Scott Schwinn inbounds the ball to 53. Over to the right side to 3 for 3. And he drains it. Then it's caught up again with a minute 38. Ripley gets it on the first try this time.
Mary Immaculate leads 32-20 over the Tigers. And Nick Thomas makes a bad inbound pass. Gets it all stolen. And there's a 3 attempt.
33 puts up the 3-pointer, but it's no good. Jump ball. It looks like it will be white ball. We have a Brashear substitution. Andy Belzer for 55, Joey Clarkson.
Nick Bradshaw gets the ball and dribbles up the court. Over to Nick Thomas, who almost gets it stolen. He drives all the way, uses his left hand for the layup, and scores.
33-3 on the inbounds for Mary Magdalene. Brashear putting on the full court pressure. Mary Mac breaks it, kicks it over to Scott Schwinn on the left side. 53 gets it, goes left, puts up the layup, and the layup goes in.
Tigers down 12. Hayden Hausman brings the ball up the court, and he loses it in a tangle with Nick Thomas and two Mary Immaculate defenders.
Mary Immaculate comes out with it. Three passes it down to Scott, or to number 23 on the baseline. Looks like we're going to have a hold called after the shot on the rebound. Foul is on. Foul is on 23, Mary Immaculate. That is his fifth team. 7. Looks like we should be shooting 1-1 here, folks. And yes, we are. The shooter will be... We're still trying to find out who the shooter will be. I believe he just left the court.
Nick Thomas should be the shooter. And he leaves the game. So they designate Hayden Hausman as the shooter. And he will shoot a 1-1. The first one is up and good.
That brings Brashear within 11. 34-23.
Hey, and
rattles the first one, or the second one in to make it a 10-point deficit. Schwinn into Benson. Back over to Schwinn. Back over to Benson with 30 seconds left. Goes down and is swatted by Terrence Treasure.
Hayden Hausman brings the ball up the court. Dribbles all the way up and misses his layup, but Terran Treasure's there to get the rebound and puts it back in for the score with 16 seconds left.
Schwinn into number 12.
Tigers applying the full court 12. Pressure.
Oh, over to 12, and it looks like 12 will travel with 6.8 seconds left in the game. Brashear trailing by 8.
Nick Bradshaw to inbound. 2, Hayden Hausman, who drives down the right side, and misses layup, and again, Taryn Treasure puts it in. And that's the way the game will end, with the Tigers losing to the Merrimacket Hawks, 34-28.
That's all for tonight, folks. On a good junior high season for the boys basketball team. Shake hands with Mary Magdalene, and we will sign off here.